time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans, welcome to the Pain Clinic for July 5th. Holidays today, it's just one. It's Workaholics Day. Man, I dig that show, so that's pretty cool.
How'd they get a day already?
I don't know. Maybe it's just people like us who are here on the weekend, on a long weekend. But I want to let you know, Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight, Empire, Culver. Join us tonight, that's right, tonight, for UFC 175 at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. UFC middleweight champion Chris Weidman defends his belt against Lyoto Machida, and Ronda Rousey's on the card, too. She's fighting. It's going to be a stacked card. Come on out tonight. 10 p.m. I don't know if you call it. Do you call UFC fights stacked cards?
When Ronda Rousey's on it, maybe.
Hey, 10 p.m. start time, so get there early. We'll be hosting it, and we'll have a good time. Promise, come on out. It's $5 cover for ladies. It's free. Come on out and enjoy your second day of the three off you have July 5th. It's technically Workaholics Day, but you can come hang out with us and watch that. And come on down today to the Bill Gray's Regional Iceplex for Voodoo Monkey Tattoos Operation Funky Monkey. That's today. Starts at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Goes to right about the time we got to be at Salvatore's for UFC 175. They're great bands, great food, great drinks, prizes, and it's a great benefit for the Rock City Skate Park. Second year that they're having this great charitable fundraiser for the Rock City Skate Park. Come on down. I'm going to stop in, pop my head in, and say hi to the folks. We got the Rock City Roller Derby Girls are going to be there, as well as a whole handful of bands are going to be playing, the Isotopes and a whole slew of other ones. I'll mention them later, but. And also, join us for WWE's Battleground July 20th. That's only a couple weeks away. I mean, didn't we just have Money in the Bank last weekend?
Yes.
Yeah, and now we have a Battleground coming up July 20th at Salvatore's at the Garage Door. Of course, the WWE pay-per-views, there is no cover, so come join us. There'll be some great food, a lot of fun. I mean, I thought it was a lot of fun for Money in the Bank. We had a good time, so come on down July 20th. We've got lots of stuff going on today. It's crazy. Today is, like, you know, the day to have all the parties and everything, isn't it? It's just nuts. Let me introduce the cast and crew of the show right now. We've got the boy who grew up on the show. That would be Danger Boy. Danger Boy, how are you doing this morning?
Can't complain too much.
Can't complain too much. We are surviving the July 4th holiday, being today's July 5th. Probably not a lot of people out besides us, working and stuff right now. And joining also is decked out in his Pier 6 wrestling gear.
Slamming and Hamlin 3 today. Yes.
Slamming and Hamlin 3.
We're out on the beach.
You're out on the beach.
Yeah.
Hamlin.
Got my beach wear ready.
Hamlin State Park, the beach. Come on out. It's and the funny thing is all you got to do is, if you ever go to the beach, you have to pay to get in.
Right.
But that's all you have to pay to see a show, too, today.
Right. So, six bucks per car load. So pack like 20 people in your car, pay $6 total. I know there's a chicken wing eating contest plus Pier 6 wrestling and some live music, fireworks, a bunch of other stuff. Hamlin Beach. Wrestling's at 3:30.
Yeah, bring your
opening match, Dalton Castle, Jordan Lennox, so I wouldn't be late.
Nice, nice. Could get out, get a suntan, watch wrestling. Bring your chairs with you.
Yeah, it's Slamming and Hamlin 3, salute to America, or as I like to say, salute to corporate America.
Yes, BYOB, right?
It is BYOB show.
Yes, and there's going to be like a million chicks in bikinis there.
Probably bring your own lawn chairs and stuff, too, for the festival. So, yeah, facebook.com/Pier 6 Wrestling, and get all those details. And
You know,
somebody buy me a hot dog.
The man doesn't say a peep until I bring up slamming and Hamlin.
I know
you're right. I'm just messing with you. But hey, welcome to Saturday.
Are there hot dogs? I smelled some BillGrays.com.
There is some over here. We'll hit this in a commercial break coming up. There's Bill Gray. Oh, boy, let me even hit the plug. Bill Gray's is home of the world's greatest cheeseburger. Check out one of their 14 locations, our favorite Strom Museum of Play, and also the Bill Gray's Regional Iceplex. I believe there's two in there, at least. At least
it's like one and a half. Two.
Yeah, it's two. Mm-hmm. And
like two and a half, really, if you include the bar as a half.
Yeah, yeah. It looks like we'll be eating. I'll be eating every Bill Gray's in town today. Wow. Check out one of our 14 locations. Our favorites, of course, those two places. And our friend Jamie, who brought some food up this morning. There's something for everyone at Bill Gray's. Find the nearest Bill Gray's to you online at
BillGrays.com.
Woo! It's just three of us today. Well, I already just Artiste, Danger Boy. I'm the Cash Man, Richie Rich, and
it's the Originals.
It's the Originals. Yes, it's our new clique. It's the Originals of the show are here.
It's our Wolf Pack.
Throw up your Wolf Pack signs.
Yeah, I just almost felt like that was going to happen when we went out to see Goldberg last Saturday.
Oh, what a day!
Yeah, it was a lot of fun going out to Akron, New York, and Bronze, whatever it is.
Bronze Concert Cove or Bar and Grill or whatever you want to call it. Yep.
Yeah, or the big roof over the ring. It was pretty cool. We had a good time at that and everything, and everyone was really cool. I kind of screwed up the beginning of the show, and I'm just going to make good for right now. Usually the show starts with a nice soundbite, and we get into it right at, we go right into the opening of the show, and my soundbite just did not work this morning. So hold on one second. This is what you would have heard at the beginning of the show.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
You know something? I am sick and tired of you coming out here week after week after week and slamming our country. I am sick of it. So what I want you to do is shut the hell up. And you know why you're allowed to do that? Lana, if that is your real name.
Hey folks, this is Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK. Tough guy.
There, my effort wasn't gone to waste, and the reason I wanted to run that is because you got to hang with the Hacksaw a little bit last weekend.
Mm-hmm. Always a good time.
Life of the party.
Oh my god. So the best part is how frequently Hacksaw works like indie shows, and there's always a story from Hacksaw. Like last year when he was at the 2CW Woodsman Fest and was like in love with a soft serve ice cream with us. While he watched us do Tug of War. Last week, real quick, I was ringing the bell at this Legend show, and I know he's done it before, but caught me off guard. Referee says, ring the bell. I ring the bell. Hacksaw immediately stops, turns, and kind of angrily yells out, who rang the bell? And I look at the people next to me, I'm like, oh my god, I'm in trouble. What? I don't want to. And I like slowly raise my hand, and he pauses, puts up his thumb, and yells, ho! Totally had me fooled. It was a good time.
It was a good time. You know what? I'll tell you, it was well worth it was a 45-minute drive. It was well worth it. It was, seeing all these, seeing Scott Steiner, Rick Steiner, the Nasty Boys. Nasty Boys are never a dull moment. Jim Kelly's brother was there.
Some wrestlers get a bad rap sometimes, so I just want to clear up a couple things from my experiences that show. Goldberg was awesome. He gets a terrible rap on the indie scene because he doesn't really work shows much.
He doesn't.
Stuff, but
he never doesn't.
Great guy. Really, like, I gained a lot more respect from him after the whole experience Saturday, especially when Dick the Destroyer showed up and Goldberg, like, started the whole standing ovation stuff. He's just a class act. And Garrett Bischoff, my new favorite wrestler. Just going to say
all
that.
The slamming you did of him.
Oh, he's a fantastic dude. Yeah.
You know, it's funny.
I know I'd met him once before, but like last week, like nicest guy in the world, like totally. He gets that rap, like, oh, he's Bischoff's kid. He doesn't deserve the spot. I probably said that on this very show.
Maybe. We might have insinuated that many times.
But you can tell that, like, he understands that, so he has to work harder and be extra nice to people and stuff and, like, really doesn't have a chip on his shoulder at all. So, I don't know. I think he should get more bookings.
Sure. And, the thing is I think he's still under contract with TNA, too.
I believe he was released.
Oh, was he released?
Yeah,
was
right after Aces and Eights.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not absolutely sure because I know that he was that he still had some sort of connection to them. I mean, Jason Hervé is not his father, but there's still some connection here to. But yeah, he's a good guy. He came up with Kennedy too. Or, I mean, Anderson. Sorry, he came up with Mr. Anderson. They drove up together from Tennessee. I can't remember. It was like, but they were all very, very cool guys. And some of them look different. I don't even recognize some of the looks of the guys. Like Bischoff, I mean, with his hair, the way his hair was and his facial hair and stuff, it just looked different. I didn't recognize him immediately. But it was definitely a good time. So if you ever get a chance to go check out one of those legend shows, definitely. Guys, you know, there's
like... be another one next year.
There's like five matches,
maybe
I think.
Maybe Virgil will be there again.
Virgil, yeah. Virgil, you make eye contact with Virgil, he was on you. He was on... I watched it. I watched it many times.
People that did it?
Little kids were waving at him, and he was on them. And then he's looking at their parents.
Wait a minute.
You know, so it was a... Yeah. And there was a Hart family member there, too.
Which one? No, I'm not even getting... No.
Which one?
Smith Hart.
Doesn't even count.
Oh,
I don't.
Maybe I won't go into this.
No,
on here,
no, we won't.
Not my favorite Hart brother.
Yeah,
we'll
say
that.
He showed up. I guess nobody was expecting him, and he just kind of came. So
it happens all the time.
Very cool. So it was a lot of fun. We had a great time last weekend.
Family reunions,
and then we had Money in the Bank on Sunday, and what was it? Like 11 matches on the pay per view. I mean, it's
a lot of matches that didn't need to be on the pay per view.
It was like a Monday Night Raw. I mean, a glorified Monday Night Raw, but. Got to see some great finishers on the heavyweight title ladder match.
Yeah,
there was everyone got to do that, and we got to see Randy Orton do like the RKO from on top of the ladder, which was really looked really great on TV.
I think the best part of that match is when they had the other ladder in the side and they tilt it sideways, and Cesaro and Sheamus were on it.
Yeah, I was scared they were gonna get hurt, man. It was a long way down from the top.
It was pretty cool looking.
If you have the network, watch it back. You know, it was. I definitely think there were some moments that were cool. There were some, there was two women's matches on it, which was really surprising.
It was a pretty good pay-per-view overall.
Yeah.
I'm curious if now, like, when the Wyatt family is going to get another tag team title shot, because now it seems they're moving them in a different direction, but maybe they can go back to the Usos at, like, SummerSlam.
Yeah.
Monday Night Raw, though, also a very solid show this week.
Sure. Yes. Well, we saw the
best one in a while.
It's going to talk about the return of a certain woman who was supposedly pregnant a few weeks ago. AJ Lee's back. She knows she was wearing a nice sparkler on her hand there. I don't know if anyone noticed that or not. Apparently, she got married a couple weeks ago to CM Punk, and now she's back from her vacay. Her return was like a double face heel turn, sort of.
Yeah, I didn't really. I don't know. I'm kind of fine with her coming back and taking the title, but the whole almost turning Paige heel, though there's not really heels and faces now, it's weird.
Paige looked really dumb. I'm not going to fall for this, and she fell for it.
Yeah, that segment was like my least favorite part of the whole thing, to be honest. But
we got probably one of the most talented divas back. I mean, it's one that Kevin Dunn absolutely loves, and he's the guy who's the executive producer of the TV show.
Well, and they eventually have a good match between the two of them and let them actually wrestle. It should be pretty decent.
Sure. I don't know. I was kind of hoping that Paige would keep the belt, and then she would feud with the fired and then rehired Emma.
yeah, we got lots of news during the show, folks.
We'll get to that.
Lots and lots of news. In fact, let's go ahead and hit our first break. If you want to give us a call, the phone lines are open. We have no Stone Cold Steve Austin nor Goldberg today, so it's all you.
Oh.
I do want to mention Steve Austin's show did not debut last Sunday. It debuts this Sunday at 8 p.m. on CMT, and I corrected that error I made on the web, but for those of you who don't listen to the show off the web or don't listen or don't check our web out, by the way, it's thepainclinic.net. But if you check it out, it has the time and the channel and everything, but it was really real nice of Steve just to pretend he didn't hear that when I gave the wrong date. But, you know, you never know. But nevertheless, no guests today, so you get 222-1280, Star 12. I know you're all hungover from July 4th. You know, July 4th, what a great time of year it is. You know, very patriotic. I mean, everybody's wearing red, white, and blue, and fireworks, and having a day off, and driving safe, and all sorts of things. I mean, the signs keep telling me that when I'm driving on the highway.
Strawberry shortcake.
Lots of good stuff. So we'll be back in a few minutes, and we'll talk about some of the news, including news about Emma. And, you know, they had this stupid Twisted Tea thing on Monday Night Raw. Yeah, we'll talk about that, but they also mentioned, you know, Emma wasn't there with Santino, and he was kind of lost a little bit. But we'll be back after these messages. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Sports 1280 WHTK. Back to the top of the stairs.
unbelievable 15-time world champion. But you had referenced Daniel Bryan. I know they will not give you an opportunity, but will I give you an opportunity when you get back to regain the championships you never lost? Yes. 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 I hope to see you soon.
Здрасте, здрасте. Rusev's last opponent was a failure. But that's okay, because America is accustomed to failure. In fact, it's woven in your culture.
Hey, this is Olympic gold medalist and TNA superstar Kurt Angle. And you're listening to The Pain Clinic. Oh, it's real. It's damn real.
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. I am the Cashman here with the artiste, Danger Boy, and you. 222-1280, star 1280 is our number. Give us a call. No, it's star 1280 is a free call, too. I think. No? Is that like ancient news?
It's the weekend. I think everything's a free call.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if it still exists.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Never mind. 222-1280.
585-222-1280.
Yeah, if you're outside the area, don't forget today.
867-5309.
Jenny.
Give us a call.
Join us tonight for UFC 175 at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. We get to watch the middleweight championship decided between Chris Weidman, and he defends his belt against Lyoto Machida.
Karate Kid. Lyoto Machida.
I love Lyoto Machida. And Ronda Rousey's fighting, too, as well. 10 p.m. start time. Get there early. Hosted by us. Prizes and drink specials all night long. July 5th at Salvatore's at the Garage Door.
Need more radio?
Yeah. It could be like an oldies station. That's UFC 175. Also, no cover for the ladies. So come on down, ladies. We like the ladies at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, especially when it's a UFC night. And during the day, starting at 1 o'clock today, come on down to Bill Gray's Regional Iceplex. That's, you know, in the back parking lot of MCC. You've ever been there?
Yes.
I broke a rib there not too long ago.
Once or twice.
I broke a rib there not too long ago, and I know it very well. But they're going to have it's going to be the Voodoo Monkey Tattoos Operation Funky Monkey. And then it's a Dusty Rhodesism. I think last week I got it wrong by saying it was a Teddy Long, just to talk about a man who got fired. But
yeah, actually, Teddy Long would put in a tag team match.
Yes.
Or one-on-one with the Undertaker.
The Undertaker. So that's today, Voodoo Monkey Tattoos Operation Funky Monkey. Starts at 1 p.m. There's, like, great bands all day. Great food, great drinks, prizes. And I believe there's a beer pong tournament. And I see your eyes open, Danger Boy. I know someone...
I've got one trophy from such events. I think I need another one.
Yeah, well, that you can come on down today, and it's a great benefit for Rock City Skate Park. Come on down. I'll be down there. We'll all have a good time, I promise you. Let's get back to talking about the world of wrestling. We teased it. Let's talk about it. Come on, Danger Boy. Come on, Mr. Artiste. What happened with Emma this past weekend? First of all, we know
it's
her
a
missing.
Big misunderstanding.
We know her missing on Monday night when we got to see the Twisted Tea commercial with
Santino by himself.
No, it was Santino and
Adam
and
Rose.
Destroying Adam, the character of Adam Rose.
Big time. Big time.
That was. Oh, you're saying she was missing. I thought you were saying an iPad mini case was missing. Oh,
man, they must have fallen on hard times if you have to shoplift an iPad mini case. What happened was Emma was arrested at Walmart previous to the show early in the afternoon for shoplifting an iPad mini case.
Valued at $21 and change.
Yes. From a Walmart in Hartford.
Yeah.
And
she went through the self-checkout and apparently forgot to check out that item. I don't know. JR said he was giving her the benefit of the doubt. It could just be an honest mistake. But I think the best part in this is they released her, and then a few hours later they decided that was the wrong decision, and they were gonna like punish her in other ways.
Yeah, she was.
So
she got released, and then not even a day went by.
No, just hours later. Yeah,
and then they realized. And the thing is TMZ kind of threw them up against the wall. TMZ is the one who covered it all, and because TMZ is so popular, people all across the country saw that Emma got arrested. They saw her mug shot. Very pretty girl, by the way. She, I mean, and
I mean, my whole thing with this is I think they made the right decision in, like, find another way to punish her. But with all the other stuff that people get, like, three strikes for, all the other incidents that wrestlers have had out there, for her stealing an iPad mini case from Walmart, I think that's a lot less of a... I'm not encouraging shoplifting for anybody listening to Sports 1280 WHGK right now, yeah. But that's a lot lower of an offense than some things that wrestlers have gone home for 30 days and come back for and things like
assaulting
that.
Assaulting people in bars.
All sorts of stuff
over
the years.
Yeah, so... And I agree. I agree 100%. And you know the thing is I could see it being a mistake. If you like tried it on your iPhone and then forgot to take it off or... I don't know. I mean, she makes good money. $21 is not, you know.
It didn't scan right?
Yeah, $21.
If she worked for TNA, we'd be talking about, you know.
No, that's not funny.
That's a joke.
She makes good money. It was a mistake, and they even came out and said it was a mistake. I mean, she was released immediately.
Yeah, she was released immediately. She's already had her court date. She's got to serve, like, 20 hours of community service or something like that.
Yeah, and I'm sure, you know, and you know what? It's a very small offense. I mean, as a kid, didn't we all kind of... Maybe dabbled and doing stuff like that a little bit.
I never stole an iPad mini case as a kid.
No. No, it doesn't. But I mean anything. You know, I mean, even, you know, you ever go through the, you know what? I think it's the same kind of offense as if you're walking through the bulk food section and you start eating out of the containers.
That's totally different.
No,
those things are
no,
not even
no.
worth like a penny.
No,
each.
Yes, but you know what? It's still someone, the loss
it's
is coming.
Still the same level of crime that she could
It's
get.
A loss to Wegmans or whoever has the bulk food section if you're out there eating the can. I watch people do it all the time. Walking through Wegmans, eating stuff out. It's like...
I'm sorry, Wegmans. I remember one time that I ate a Tootsie Roll out of the bulk food section.
Uh-oh.
I'll pay it back.
Well,
you should have picked something better than a Tootsie Roll.
Yeah, I know.
It was one of the orange ones. Yeah,
yeah,
those are good.
Dog biscuit. Well, you listen. Is it past 7 years? I mean, because then you're... I mean,
no.
Uh-oh.
It was last weekend.
Well, I guess we know the police will be waiting for you.
No, I said
it was
not in the last 7 years.
Oh, it was not in the last 7 years.
No.
Okay. All right, we got to call...
I just made that up.
222-1280 starts. We're honest on this show. We have Troy from Rochester. What's up, Troy?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
We're doing great. Yeah. How you doing, brother?
Doing good. And speaking of your podcast, yeah, I'm definitely listening to that. As a matter of fact, before the show came on, I was listening because I missed the show last week, and I woke up late, so I wanted to make sure I caught up on last week's show, and I'm in the middle of, I just finished the Austin interview, so I got to pause after that. Yeah, I got a Goldberg coming on in 10 minutes, I guess.
Oh, he's a blast. He is a blast on the show. You'll enjoy it.
Oh, yeah, so I definitely keep up on my podcast. Did you ever come up with anything between Stephanie McMahon and Luna? You said Stephanie wasn't as hot as Lana.
We did find her real name, and we did find pictures of
CJ Parker.
Yeah, CJ Parker. Yeah. That's her real name.
Wait, and are we judging those two against each other?
Yeah, well, I mean,
that's what we're supposed to be doing. He said Lana wasn't. Stephanie McMahon wasn't as hot as Lana.
She's not.
See, that's Lana is hot, but
Lana is super hot.
My point is Stephanie McMahon is so underrated. Like
she is.
I would put her on a pedestal above so many other divas.
I think she looked best when she was in that slop pool last couple weeks ago.
No.
Right after the dance.
Right before going.
Right after her dance.
Hey, you know what? It's, speaking of the pay-per-view, now, you know, last week, Money in the Bank, you know, my underdog pick was either going to be Sheamus or Alberto Del Rio. That's who I had wedding, and I had no idea they was going to do it. Well, then again, John Cena is from Boston, but my pick was Alberto Del Rio.
Yeah, well, he's actually from Worcester, which is outside of Boston, but that's close enough.
I mean, I would say that I wasn't too thrilled with Cena winning necessarily, but I would take that over Orton or Sheamus or Del Rio.
Well, if you listened to the show, you heard a segment where we talked about that they were going to go with the safe bet. And that's exactly what they did. The guy who's proven to make money for them in the past. And the funny thing is WWE's never been a company to make safe bets. But you know what? Sometimes they have to. And you know, when you push up against the wall, you gotta give it to the guy who's gonna have all the kids and women wearing your T-shirts, you know?
And they also gave it away a little bit when they were asking who they wanted to see Brock Lesnar face at SummerSlam. And they're, you know, the overwhelming winner was John Cena, and it's like, oh, look what's gonna happen.
So now he's got 15 titles now. So when he wins one more, he's tied with Ric Flair.
Yeah, I don't want to have it. I don't want to see that. I mean, of course he's
gonna.
You're going to see.
You know he's going to beat it though.
Yeah, it's like Triple H maybe someday too. Even though he kind of pushed himself back into. Actually, Triple H was supposed to be wrestling on this next show against Roman Reigns, and they kind of now they moved it over to Randy Orton, which I'm not really sure, you know, about Randy Orton taking on Roman Reigns, but Triple H is like one away from Flair too. I mean, I gotta think John Cena is like such. He's still a young man. He still definitely has a lot of runs in him still. So he'll definitely surpass Ric Flair. I mean, Ric Flair could technically say he was champion way more times because he did a little trade off where he'd lose it one Friday and win it back on a Sunday in Japan, you know. But they never count those against his title runs. There's a couple times that happened. So
I don't want Cena to pass Flair, but like you said, it's going to happen because he's still got a lot of run in him and all of that.
Well, he's a fairly young man. I mean, he's not, you know. I mean, unless they want to give Ric Flair an obligatory run at it, you know, I don't think it's going to happen. I think, yeah, and it doesn't bother. You know, the thing is, they mentioned it, which surprised me. It's like I figure when you're getting close to Flair, they won't mention things like that. But they're using Flair rub on Cena now, so.
And you know what? To me, this was. I heard you guys say it was a good pay per view. To me, it was a boring pay per view. The best pay per view to me, even better than WrestleMania, was Extreme Rules. That was the best pay-per-view of the year to me.
I thought you were going to say Ring of Honor Best in the World, because I'd be like that.
No, Extreme Rules was hands down the best pay-per-view of the year. I mean, because I agree.
I liked the last two pay-per-views actually a lot better than WrestleMania, to be honest with you. And we had a great crowd come out to Salvatore's, which I want to thank them for coming out. It was a lot of fun hanging out with all the wrestling fans and the crazies who show up and stuff. It was definitely a lot of fun. But, yeah, you got me thinking now about this John Cena, Ric Flair. I mean, it's like when Ric Flair is supposed to be coming back in the next few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
If they're going to keep mentioning John Cena's 15-time champ now, is that going to be something Ric Flair is going to come out and heel off of? You know, and maybe he'll associate himself with someone who might be taking on John Cena?
That would be good.
You know, because it seems logical. Danger Boy.
Well, I mean, we've all heard that Cena eventually is going to branch out and be facing Brock Lesnar at SummerSlam. So unless he joins the Heyman crew, I don't know how. Unless they continue it afterwards, but
well, there's one more pay per view before SummerSlam.
Who's going to take on the Miz?
I don't know.
Dolph Ziggler.
Well, he's in a four way for the
Battleground,
which he may, you know, he may. And by the way, wasn't that exciting on Monday when he was laid out in the ring, and then Rollins came down to cash in his briefcase?
Oh yeah,
that was awesome. That was a great ending to a Monday Night Raw. It's like John Cena's completely out cold. Here he comes down, and then of course Ambrose has got to come and mess it all up and everything. But I thought it was.
I agree with you now. Raw was definitely an excellent show. That was excellent. The pay-per-view was garbage to me, but Raw was excellent. I like Raw this week.
Yeah, without a doubt, man. Anything else, bro?
Oh, yeah. I'm glad to see they're giving my boy Rusev a good push going against the All-American.
Yeah, I love that because that turned him face in about 2 seconds, too. Him and Zeb went face. I mean, because people have been saying, you know, we the people for the longest time.
Finally, someone called her Natasha. And, you know, Boris and Natasha was awesome.
Yes, it was. We heard Boris and Natasha mentioned. I'm sure Dan Cole's cringing because that's one of the things he was hoping was going to happen. Them show up, at, you know, next year sometime.
That was excellent. We the people. And, you know, they should have been gave Jack Swagger a push, man. He was supposed to be the one to take the place of Kurt Angle in the first place to me.
He had a great push until he messed up, you know, but he got a second chance. He's another guy who, you know, did something worse than stealing an iPod case, okay? You know, he DWI as well as a possession charge. So, you know, I mean, yeah, it was a while ago. That was right when he was supposed to win the world championship, too.
Yeah, right before WrestleMania last year.
Right before WrestleMania last year, and it killed his whole push. But now, I mean, he's getting. I like it. I like what he's doing. I like Zeb. Zeb's great.
Yeah, Zeb is my boy right there. I like Zeb.
Yeah,
he's a great manager.
Oh, cool. Anything else, bro?
Yeah, just one more thing. I just hope they don't ever turn Lana into a wrestler. Just keep her as a manager like she is, and she is hot.
I think she wrestled.
They always seem to turn the good managers into wrestlers.
What's her name? CJ Parker? Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, look, go do a search online, CJ Parker.
I've seen her in swimsuits and all of that. But I'm talking about as a character on the show.
Yeah.
I just hope they don't try to make her a diva or a wrestler. Just keep her as she is.
It'll eventually be a mixed tag. Somehow Santino and Emma will get in problems with them or something, you know. But she's hot, man. I mean, she's just really, you know, I don't care.
I still wish Rusev had a real Russian with him.
Yeah, well,
you should have put Oksana there.
Yeah, you could have. Well, you know the funny thing is,
no one likes Oksana.
Before we went to Money in the Bank, I was watching VH1 and they had Rocky IV on. And it was the exact scenes that they're stolen.
Oh, yeah.
The exact scenes that they were using in WWE for, like, the press conference, the way she was talking about how America makes them out to be such heels and everything. It was great. It's like, they stole this word for word, whatever promo. So, bro, take it easy. We'll see you. Talk to you next week, okay?
All right. Great talking to you guys.
Take it easy, Troy. We got Brian. What's up, Brian?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Doing good. How
are
you doing, bro?
Good. You know, I read somewhere online that they have new announcers in the WWE. Now, when do you think we will see them on Raw with, like, Michael Cole or...
No. Well, there's this new backstage announcer because they got rid of Josh.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Phillips and Renee Young are taking over Superstars.
And Renee Young is now a full-fledged announcer of a TV show, which is great because she deserves it.
Yep.
Oh, okay. And what do you think about Damian Sandow mocking Mr. McMahon on Monday Night Raw?
What did he call himself? Vince McSandow or something like that?
Yeah, McMahon. Yeah, and then he used McMahon's phrase of, "You're fired."
He almost did. I think he got
cut off.
Yeah, he was.
Thanks to Stephanie.
It was hilarious. I thought he did a great job. I mean, especially when he stopped to get into the ring and did the backup Vince McMahon, and then went back into the ring. Yeah. It was like hilarious.
Yeah, he had the strut down.
Walking
well.
The bull-legged. Yeah. I love Sandow. I hate to see what they're doing with him. I mean, he's getting TV time, so it's beautiful and everything. But he's really. He is sports entertainment. He is like another version of Santino. Okay, he's like, can't take him too seriously in anything he does, and he's going to be
on. Which is unfortunate because he's awesome.
I know. Well, he took one chop from the Big Khali, and it was over. That was it. You know.
Yeah, that was funny too. One chop, the match is up. Like, was that a match? Or was that just a waste of time of a match? Thanks, guys, I hope to see you guys soon for a pay-per-view at the Garage Door.
Yes, we hope to see you soon, too. Come on out anytime, Brian. Actually, any of you guys can come out. The next one's July 20th. You can come down and watch Battleground, which I believe last year was in Buffalo, and it was in October. Wasn't Battleground?
September, October, or something.
Yeah. It was late in the season, and it was Battleground. But we got to go to break. 222-1280, star 1280 is the phone number if you want to call in. You got a comment, question, anything. You want to tell us we suck? Go ahead.
You can text into it, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Texting, 222-1280. We can actually read your texts, so keep texting us. Give us a call. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Sports 1280 WHTK.
I think you got something wrong here, John. We don't got no problem with you. We've never had a problem with you.
Hey, everybody, this is Garrett Bischoff, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. There you go. Yeah, welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man here with the Artiste, Danger Boy, and you. And don't forget to come out tonight to UFC 175 at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. You get to see Chris Weidman defend his title against Lyoto Machida. Ronda Rousey's fighting. Lots of great fights. Actually, all the fights are like main event fights, so come on out and join us. It's at 10 o'clock tonight. Women, no cover. Everybody else, $5. So that means, I guess, guys. I don't know what I think about it. Yeah, all guys have to pay cover. Women don't. It'll be a lot of fun tonight. Come on out. You know, this is the second day of 3 days off. Why don't you come out and spend it with us tonight? I got some stuff to give away, too. I found some stuff. Maybe a couple Pain Clinic t-shirts, so Come on out. And don't forget today, too, at the Bill Gray's Regional Iceplex. Voodoo Monkey Tattoos, Operation Funky Monkey, starts at 1 p.m. Great bands, great food, great drinks, prizes, and a great benefit. And beer pong tournament. And as well as it's a great benefit for Rock City Skate Park. You know, I got to use this Shield music before I cannot use it any longer. And so we're going to talk a little bit about Pier 6 here in just a second, but we got a call on the line from Paul from Rochester. Paul, what's up, Pat? What's happening, brother?
How you doing, guys?
Doing great. How you doing?
Okay. Yeah, along with the Shield, or maybe not.
Yeah, they'll be back. We're hearing that they might be like a DX, and they'll reunion every couple of years or so.
Yeah. Hey, I was listening to you talking about Lana, and she seems to be the conversation of the day. And I heard the artiste was saying they wish they had a real Russian who was playing Rusev's manager, I guess. Hey, if you look up online, I guess is it C.J. Parker or is it Perry? I'm not sure which one it is. But whichever it is, I saw something online that said that she actually, like her father was some kind of foreign dignitary, and she actually lived in Latvia from like the ages of 5 to 17. So she may actually speak Russian.
CJ, what, yeah, CJ Perry.
CJ
Parker,
wait a minute,
is the NXT.
NXT,
yeah, wow.
Close enough. Yeah, okay.
That makes sense.
But I did read that online. Maybe somebody can double check it. But, like her father was some kind of foreign dignitary, and, you know, Latvia, some kind of, I guess it's a Soviet republic. And it said from, like, the ages of 5 to 17, she actually lived there. So she probably does speak some Russian.
Well, she's pretty good at it. Okay, so that does make me feel better.
By the way, I said Parker, so I'm the one who screwed that up. I apologize.
The most annoying character in NXT, CJ Parker. So that makes me feel a little bit better. Because every time I see her talk, I'm like, oh, she's pretty good at the accent and the Russian, but yeah. I can't get the thought out of my mind that she's from Florida.
Right.
Her father was a Christian missionary. Latvia, Soviet Socialist Republic. Her family remained in Latvia after it declared its independence in May of 1990. She's aspired to be a ballet dancer. I'm learning all this real quick. Wow.
That explains legs.
Yeah. She's got the Stacey Keibler legs, man. Yes. They just go forever, obviously. She's been talking about, look at that. So there is some legitimacy to it.
I feel better. That's a good call right there.
Yeah, I heard you a couple weeks ago mention that, too, and I remembered that from seeing it somewhere online. I'm like, yeah, at least there's some legitimacy to it, yeah. The other thing I just want to mention was, you know, talking about, you know, Cena's got 15 world titles. But, you know, what always gets me about that is the last 10 years up until they just unified it, you know, you could go on either show and you can win the world title or you can win the WWE title, and they would count it as a world title reign. And there were, you know, you could win two titles, and they would count it as a world title reign.
Yeah, and there was too many out there. You're right.
Yeah,
you're right.
Like when Flair was winning his, what was it, 16, I guess?
It was territorial, too, so he had to get the nod from 8 out of the 10 guys who ran the territories in the United States. So, yeah, it was a different
game. They also held it for much longer.
It was a different game, You know, definitely a different game. I mean, listen, Hogan held it for 5 years, so, I mean, you know, and Backlund. So it's a big difference nowadays when you guys hold it for 2 months. And they hold it four times in a year. I remember that time when they were having the Monday Night Wars. I think the title must have changed like 18 times in 1 year. I mean, you look at the years; it was insane the amount of times that they switched hands.
But whatever gets me with when you know they say 13-time Triple H, whatever 10-time Orton. You know, they'd go to one show and they'd win the world title, and then they'd hop on another show and they'd win a WWE title. And they, you know, they just counted as a world title reign when there were two titles in the same company. So it kind of, you know, to me it's always like Flair, back when he was winning them, either the NWA or WWF, you know, it was the only title in the company as far as world titles go.
And not only all the territories, too. I mean, it was like, you know, and think about it. It's kind of like the way the WWE does those stats you see when they go in and out of the commercial breaks where they, like, have more people watching us are online than the NBA, the NBA, MLB. You know, it's all these, they spin these stats, and they're doing that now with the wrestlers, spinning those stats.
They always have.
Yeah, I mean, remember,
fake heights and weights.
Yeah,
and,
a perfect example of how it can be blown out of proportion. I believe Crash Holly won the hardcore title 10 times in 1 day. Okay, it was like the whole pay-per-view spent in between the matches them running around and pinning each other all through the building. I think it was like 10 times he won. So,
but devil's advocate, John Cena just grabbed two belts the other day, and it only counts as one title reign. Granted, I wish it was just one belt.
No,
it's about time to make it just one belt. I'm sick of seeing them carry around two. But
maybe have Chris Jericho come back and merge them. You know?
Well, at least they're only counting, and I think is one title reign.
Yeah, they are. They're not the WCW or the whatever the SmackDown belt's gone.
Big gold belt.
Big gold belt. The WCW belt.
Yeah. Otherwise, they would have said Cena's got 16 now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, and you know, like we said, he'll probably break Ric Flair's numbers.
He's going to easily hit 20.
Yeah, but, you know.
He's got a ways to go.
I would hope they would stop talking about it just because then we start talking about it and you realize what it really means and how it really has nothing to do with what Ric Flair did.
Really means nothing.
Yeah, how it really means nothing. And then Ric Flair can go back, well, I won 8 times, actually, where I lost it one Friday and won it on a Sunday. I've never counted those, so let's throw them on top. Because I believe if Ric Flair, he's over 20. I think
the number's like 22 or something like that.
Yeah, there's actually a higher number than what he says all the time. So, hey, Paul, thank you so much for the call.
Yeah, glad I could clear up that Lana thing a little bit.
We appreciate it. I love looking at the pictures while you were talking, so I was looking at our line. So thanks
big,
for calling.
Big fan.
Please
okay.
call back anytime, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, we got Rick from Rochester. Rick, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing good. Doing good. What's up, bro?
No, I just wanted to discuss a few things. I just tuned in, but did you guys discuss Rhino Homicide and D-Von coming back to TNA possibly full-time again?
Those three guys are going to be showing up in the next few weeks on the TV show.
Well, Rhino showed up this week.
Yeah, Rhino, but also Ezekiel Jackson is going to make an appearance, and Snitsky.
But those two were only short-term, whereas D-Von, Rhino, and Homicide are supposed to be staying through at least Bound for Glory.
Yes.
Okay, and last week you were saying that Emma, look on Facebook, that she got released. Why did they release and bring her right back that quick?
I think because the hypocrisy of what they were doing was pointed out to her by all the DWIs that are still working in the locker room there. You know, someone said,
possession charges.
It's $21.
Charges.
And she actually had an explanation. I mean, even, you know, there's all sorts of things. You know, it's just hypocrisy.
She got popped for Dewey?
No, but other people have, and they're still working for them.
Yeah, other people get like 2 strikes, 3 strikes, things like that. So
or they cross a strike off after a while.
It was probably too quick just to fire her and just punish her some other
especially because it kills the whole Santino, what he's been doing. You know, even though they're not on TV nearly as much as they were, they're together. They're a partnership. You know, he even said that when he did that Twisted Tea thing. He's like,
even Emma didn't show up.
Even Emma's not here. You know, and let's get tanked. Woo!
And two other things I appreciate you guys taking my time, my phone call is, as far as RVD is concerned, I'm sure, you know, he must have worked it out in his little 4 or 5 month deal. I mean, he shouldn't be a jobber, though.
He should lose everything.
Try to get these other guys over, yes, but Seth Rollins is already over.
Yeah, but you know what? He can work. He can work at his age. He's not that old.
I mean,
there's not a lot of guys that can work like RVD can.
They're not going to put a title on him then. I mean, if he's only going to be in there for 4 or 5 months at a time, take 3 or 4 months off.
Yeah,
but his name still holds clout.
It does. It does. He has a lot. I mean, he was the ECW and WWE champion at the same time. Nobody else has ever done that. Of course, he did get popped for something and had to drop both of them. But Rob, he can dictate his deal, and that's what he's doing. It's much like Chris Jericho, who re-debuted this week. Chris says, I'm coming back for this amount of time, then I got to go again. And they're like, well, we're hurting for star power. Please come back so you can lay on your back for everybody. You know, I mean, what the heck? It doesn't matter whether he wins or loses, whether he gets paid still.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pin me, pay me, right?
Yeah, that's right. Pimmy Pan. That's right. Al Snow.
And here's a spoiler.
And last thing about Jack Swagger. I actually like that. Hopefully it's turning towards the side of him and his mouthpiece.
We
know, trying
the
to turn,
people.
Face.
We the people. Yeah, of course. They went face immediately if you watched Monday Night Raw.
As soon as
their music started, it's like everybody was behind them. So, you know, you got to think, if anybody's going to love their country, they love it the most. And then even though they want to get rid of everybody who's not from our country, you got to get rid of the guy who's like bad-mouthing us all the time. And plus, they're two great athletes. I'm looking forward to the matches that are going to come out of that. You know?
We need to see Big Hoss have a championship sometime this year, any kind of title.
Anything. I'll take that. You know, he's a good guy, too. I mean, he had made a mistake. Everybody
does. He finally
cleaned
up his act.
Yeah, of course. You know, his wife is like, I think, was his wife a porn star or something? Or a stripper? I can't remember.
I think she was a stripper and a diva in...
Yeah, she was she's diva in training, and yeah, he's a lucky man. We'll just say that, okay?
And last thing, Rhodes' daughter's gonna be a ring announcer for a main event.
No,
is that that's not
Cody's
no, nothing to do
no,
with
Cody. That's Cody's wife, Eden Style. Or she is his wife. That's Cody's wife.
She was also a diva in training at one point.
Yeah, yeah, and they do videos all the time online, and the WWE like forwards them, so they're definitely supported by it. And she's actually really, really cute. So he's a lucky man.
Stardust.
Yeah, whatever.
Hey man, I appreciate that. Once again, you guys have an awesome day, bro.
You too, man. You all too. Right. Let's talk about Pier 6 real quick.
Can we get Stardust? We have a quick text, real quick.
Okay.
Guy writes and he goes, why don't the ref automatically start the match when someone hands over the Money in the Bank briefcase? It seems they want to discuss it instead of starting the match. The wrestler has to answer the bell. They have to be able to stand on their own for the match to be able to be started.
Yeah.
Right. And that's what they're discussing.
Oh, is it? Well, the thing is there was no ref last Monday, too.
No, he was out there.
Was he? Because it didn't seem
like... Triple H was trying to force him to start the match, and Cena was still laying on his back, and you have to be able to answer the bell.
It's like where I got mad at a referee at a show last week that started counting to 10 because the guy wasn't in the ring. It was like, you didn't ring the bell yet. You can't count him out because the match hasn't started yet.
There's training for every position in wrestling. There's training for every position in wrestling. So
referee mistakes make me very, very
upset. You will
upset.
Not see that at Pier 6 Wrestling today if you're going to Hamlin. Hamlin, was it?
The beach? Hamlin Beach State Park.
Hamlin, and it's...
bring your sunglasses.
Yes, it's the third year they've done it.
And your banana hammocks.
And we just... I just got a text
CJ Perry, bring your
bikini.
But not CJ Parker.
You know, that's the best thing about having wrestling. That's the best thing about wrestling on the beach is... even if they're not there to watch wrestling,
there's going to be great people watching today.
You're going to see a lot of bikinis, and Super Beast might even be a bikini. No,
I don't think.
I hope so.
I don't think so.
But I just got a text from a guy from Pier 6 telling me what the main event is.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And it's not Super Beast defending the
title.
It's Kevin James. Okay.
It's a salute.
Well, I can hit the beach then.
Yeah, maybe
after we can pick up the easy victory.
Yeah, right. But get this. It says a salute to America over the top battle royal with gigantic American trophy on the line.
Ooh.
That's going on. That's the main event on the Slammin and Hamlin 3 today on the beach.
Ooh, I would enter myself if I didn't have post concussion syndrome.
Yeah, I know. You're not going to get in the ring anymore. You're done with that, bro. Still dealing with that,
gigantic trophy on the line. That was pretty sweet.
Yeah.
How big is gigantic?
I don't know.
It says gigantic, so. You have an idea of a few of the matches that are going down. We're going to see Super Beast.
Super Beast with myself against Kendall James for the heavyweight title. So you can put your money on Super Beast there.
And what's that guy's name again? Fenway? Is that his name?
Fenway.
The one who smashed a beer bottle over Kendall James's wife's head?
Yeah, that was pretty messed up.
Wow.
I heard is wrestling Studley Steve McKenzie today.
Oh, really?
I know announced was Brandon Thurston defending the TV title against Guerrero Loco. The opening match at 3:30 is Dalton Castle against Jordan Lennox, like we mentioned. I know there's a bunch of other matches. I think there's 7 or 8 matches total.
Very cool, very cool. I'm looking forward. It's going to be a lot of fun today, man. TV taping by any chance?
No, it's more of a cameras are rolling, but a house show. Live event.
Gotcha.
Event if we're asking Wade Barrett, but a house show. I like that term.
And you're ending it with a battle royale, which is even better. We got to go to break. We got one more to get out of the way. We got Dave from Henrietta on the line.
And Precious.
And we'll be back after these most important messages. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Sports 1280 WHTK. We're back for one short segment. You're listening to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cashman with the Artiste Danger Boy. Coming out tonight and hang out with us at UFC 175 at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. We get to see Chris Weidman defend his title against Loyola Machida, the Karate Kid. Cannot wait. Come on down. We'll have some stuff to give away. We'll have a good time. And a good time will be had by all. And before that, I'm going down to see, going down to the Voodoo Monkey Tattoos Operation Funky Monkey at the I love saying that. Bill Gray's Regional Iceplex starts at 1 o'clock today. Lots of great bands. Great charity to create the benefit, the Rock City Skate Park. We got to get to Dave in Henrietta real quick on the phone before we run out of time. Dave, what's going on, brother?
Hey, I'm on a Pain Clinic t-shirt. How's that working?
I don't know. How's that work?
How's that working? I've had an order in.
Oh, okay. I forgot. Did you send the money in advance? I can't remember.
Oh, you said you...
No, don't worry, Dave. I'm working on it, Dave. I got to get rid of my old stock before I reorder, okay?
Hey, do you ever see a point where they start touting Stephanie McMahon's hotness?
Well, if you think she's hot, I guess. I don't know. It's tout. Do they still tout anymore? That's a question.
I think that went away.
Yeah, I think touting.
It's pretty useless.
They invested, $250,000 into it, and they haven't mentioned it once.
Now
so.
That Instagram has video and what is that other thing? Vine.
All right, not specifically touting, but, I mean, like, having her use it as part of, like, her heel thing, thinking that she's all that and, you know, coming out as the acronym that we all love so much.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. She's going to be wrestling on a pay-per-view in the next few against a certain Bella. We'll just say that. So, who knows? We'll see where it goes, you know?
Right. And, the pay-per-view, I was like, Cena. And I don't know. I just think at some point they have to, if Cena gets injured, then they're really screwed at this point because they had a chance to elevate somebody and then have Cena chase him or something like that. And, I mean, we're going to get Lesnar and Cena at SummerSlam, which just makes about as much logical sense as Lesnar winning the...
Well, the thing is Lesnar has... He should have won it, I think, the day after he beat The Undertaker. He's just not under a bizarre contract, which allows him to do only certain days.
He should still win it.
He should have won it immediately because you just did something nobody else has ever done, you know? I mean, and the way that Heyman's kept it alive.
I can't wait till he comes back and we just hear more Heyman touting or, you know.
I'd rather hear, well, we got to get out of here, Dave. Anything real quick? We're running out of time, buddy.
Orton just seems to be, like, stuck in limbo. You don't really want to see him to win the title again anytime soon, but...
I don't think he will. I don't think Orton's gonna. And he hasn't won a darn match in, like, 5 weeks, so...
Which is awesome.
I know that because I'm in my fantasy team. I have no points. So, Orton's he's not a player in the game right now. He's got to wait. Maybe he's got to wait for Cena to get injured. But, Dave, we got to run. Thank you so much for calling. Try us again next week. Try a little bit earlier, because if you... You know, we take calls from the beginning of the show to the end, but I want to thank everybody for listening. Next week, we got Pier 6 in Hamilton. Hamlin today. Hamilton.
Oh, run over the border.
Come on out. What time start? 3:30?
3:30.
$6 to get into the park. Nothing to see the show.
Yes.
So come on. Yeah, and buy the Archie's a hot dog, maybe something cool to drink. And we'll see you next week, folks. Thanks for listening. Check us out online, thepainclinic.net. We'll see you.
Cash Dash.
Cash Dash may not be here any longer.
Yeah, right.
The Labatt Blue Park Point Concert Series continues this Friday featuring Rochester's most popular rock band, Springer. Opening acts will be Household Pest and the AC/DC tribute band, Bonfire. Don't miss the biggest rock show of the summer at Park Point this Friday night with Springer, Household Pest, and Bonfire. It's free and the show starts at 6.
This July is Billy's blockbuster event at Fusillo Kia, and these savings are downright epic. Hey folks, Caroline here at Fusillo Kia of Greece. Huge savings this July on the 2014 Kia Sportage LX front-wheel drive. Right now you can lease it for zero down, $239 a month. That's the 2014 Kia Sportage LX front-wheel drive, MSRP $22,390. It's got that 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty and 5 years roadside assistance, just like all of our new Kias here at Fusillo Kia. You can check out the inventory online by logging on to FusilloKiaGreece.com. Of course, you can apply for financing online as well at HugeKiaCredit.com. Then come in and shop us 7 days a week. This July, it's Billy's blockbuster event, and it's gonna be huge.
36-month, 36,000-mile lease. 12,000 miles per year, 20 cents per mile, over mile limit. 8% tax, tax and DMV fees, plus $5.95 acquisition fee included in payment structure. $400 disposition fee, $400 early termination fee. Offer with approved credit through Kia Motor Finance. Prior sales excluded. See dealer for details. Offer ends July 31st, 2014.
Just in time for summer grass stains, the Home Depot has red, white, and blue savings on a family-sized washer and dryer set from Whirlpool. Just $349 each, up to $400 off the pair. So let's wash, dry, and save loads. Whatever your summer may hold, these will hold even more. Let's do this. Whirlpool washer and dryer set up to $400 off. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
In your driveway, on the highway, in the middle of nowhere, there's no great place to run out of gas or get a flat tire. But with Good Sam Roadside Assistance, you have someone to call 24/7. Unlike the other guys, your spouse and children are also covered, and we'll tow you to the closest service center no matter how far. At just $9 a month for an annual plan, we've got you covered. Call 877-GOOD-SAM and get protected today. Offer valid for first-time buyers only. See member benefit brochure for full details.
Ready for the adventure of a lifetime? Introducing the Labatt-La Bucket List, the ultimate summer sweepstakes. It kicks off with a private jet to Vancouver for a week-long VIP experience. Skydiving, bungee jumping, zip lining, ATV adventure, and much more. Look for specially marked packs of Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Text the code to enter. Get to a store near you and get undomesticated.
No purchase necessary. Runs May 13th through July 2014. Must be 21 or over. Message and data rates may apply. Rules and price details at LabattLaBucketList.com. Not in all states. Sponsor Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Sutter's Canandaigua Marina is selling all remaining 2013 Crown Line boats at or below dealer invoice with savings up to $15,000. Now's the best time to buy that Crown Line boat you've always wanted. Sutter's Canandaigua Marina, South Main Street, or suttersmarina.com.
Broadcasting from the BataviaBets.com studio, this is Sports 1280 WHTK Rochester, an iHeart radio station.
Fox Sports trending now.
Two teams advanced to the semifinals yesterday in Brazil, and for one of them, they're back to familiar territory in the World Cup.
There's the final whistle. Germany through to their fourth consecutive semifinal. One goal in off, Mats Hummels. But the French, well, they've done so well in the competition so far, unable to lay a glove on the Germans.
ESPN Radio, Germany will square off with the host country, Brazil, in the semis. Today we'll have our Final Four completed. At 12 Eastern, it's Belgium and Argentina. And at 4 Eastern, it's the feel-good story of the tournament, Costa Rica taking on the Netherlands. In baseball, the A's traded for pitchers Jeff Samardzija and Jason Hammel with the Cubs. They send several top prospects to Chicago. And Petra Vitova took the women's title at Wimbledon by defeating Usain Bouchard in straight sets.
We are Fox 4!
U.S.
Just in time for summer grass stains, the Home Depot has red, white, and blue savings on a family-sized washer and dryer set from Whirlpool. Just $349 each, up to $400 off the pair. So let's wash, dry, and save loads. Whatever your summer may hold, these will hold even more. Let's do this. Whirlpool washer and dryer set up to $400 off. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the...